A tense back and forth at the Cape Breton Regional Municipality Council's monthly committee of the whole meeting on the issue of property taxes. The group Nova Scotians for Equalization Fairness, or NSCF, made a presentation to council requesting they do more to address what they believe to be an inequality in property tax rates in Nova Scotia. The group advocates for fairness for the CBRM and rural Nova Scotia with regards to equalization and believes taxpayers in the Halifax Regional Municipality are benefiting from lower property taxes at the expense of rural Nova Scotians, particularly in the CBRM. Equalization is the effort to bring tax rates in line with a comparable level of public service and to address fiscal disparities among provinces. The Government of Canada has a transfer program that addresses equalization and provides funding to provinces to address it as well. This year, Nova Scotia received $3.4 billion. Russ Green was one of the two people presenting on behalf of the NSCF and stated their position on property tax rates not just in the CBRM, but across rural Nova Scotia.
We feel that keeping the CBRM and rural Nova Scotia poor has become a successful revenue-generating business for the province of Nova Scotia. The HRM does not generate any equalization for the province, and it is the poor fiscal capacity of the CBRM and rural Nova Scotia that generates the transfer.
Green presented data showing that the CBRM has the highest property tax rate in Nova Scotia, is almost double that of HRM. According to the chart, the CBRM tax rate is around 2, while the HRM rate is around 1. The data also showed the CBRM tax rates climbing almost every year, while rates in the HRM continued to trend downwards.
The CBRM property taxes are on the rise and the HRMs are on the decline. Why? The HRM is the city with all the services at their fingertips. Why are their property taxes going down as they build into a super city?
Green then outlined what the NSCF plans to do and what they would like council to do to try to make tax rates more balanced across Nova Scotia. He says they want to file a human rights complaint and Charter of Rights and Freedoms challenge, as well as publish ads to seek constitutional lawyers to represent the taxpayers of the CBRM. Green said they hope the CBRM Council will lead the charge to contact the Canadian Civil Liberties Association to file a complaint against the Nova Scotia provincial government.
There is no room to raise property taxes any higher in the CBRM. The investments made by the prior Liberal government, like the new NSCC waterfront campus and the hospital redevelopment projects, are not property tax generators for the CBRM. They are tax-exempt properties. We have young people building homes here who are receiving property tax bills that are unaffordable to any new young family, so why would they stay here? The funding you all need to make this municipality prosperous after many decades of decline is sent every year by the federal government. It is called equalization, and until each and every one of you agree and to stand up and fight for fairness, we will remain in the state we are in currently. We will continue to watch the HRM grow with funding that was designed to help us live like a Canadian without excessive taxation.
He says municipal weakness generates over $650 million a year, but CBRM only receives $15 million from the province for equalization, which will soon be reduced to $13 million. Next, council heard from NSCF member Charles Sampson. He discussed Section 38 of the Canadian Constitution, which says Parliament and the Government of Canada must be committed to the principle of making equalization payments to ensure that provincial governments have sufficient revenues to provide reasonable comparable levels of public services at reasonably comparable levels of taxation. The Nova Scotia Appeals Court decided the province had the authority to decide how the funds are used. Sampson says this is a loophole that allows the province to take away municipal taxpayers' ability to get the funds they're owed, and says the CBRM Council needs to do more to get their fair share of the equalization fund. He says the delivery of funds should be the responsibility of the federal government, not the province. Following the presentation, CBRM councillors had the chance to ask questions and defend their actions in seeking to make property taxes in the municipality fairer. Councillor Gordon MacDonald gave his support for the group, but defended council's current and past actions and questions how they could address NSCF's concerns.
We spend many, many conversations talking to individual politicians regarding equalization. It's not always in this purview. It's not always in public. Some of the conversations I've had with federal MPs regarding the funding that you're referring to now is that, yes, it's a federal program that's sent down to the province without any conditions. The questions that you have asked were presented. We have no control of what the province responds to. We're also subjected to their decision-making as a municipality. Our support for the equalization concept is there. Our issue is We don't have another $600,000 to take it ourselves to apply to a court process. And I think if we're going to do it, we'd have to get the support of the federal and federal MPs and the provincial MLAs in some capacity to be able to push this agenda on.
Deputy Mayor Elda McDonald also pushed back on accusations the CBRM has not taken enough actions to receive more from equalization.
I've made arrangements with finance ministers and have spoken to finance ministers and have addressed finance ministers. I met with staff in the federal government on this issue. I've brought it up at numerous NSFM conferences and meetings, conversations. Our staff has done that. Previous staff have done that. So I don't know if meeting with bureaucrats, speaking with politicians, addressing ministers, going to law amendments, you referenced here that you watched it. Well, I'm going to suggest that I don't know if you watched my part, because I actually spoke about the Constitution, Section 36, during my presentation. Yet you stand here today and said I was silent.
Councillor Steve Gillespie also stood up for council's efforts.
Every single time we have an opportunity to talk to a minister or a deputy minister, the first thing we talk about is equalization. It is always the top topic for us anytime, as my colleague Elda McDonald indicated, anytime there's a meeting, anytime there's a workshop, anytime there's a conference.
Other councillors also expressed support for NSCF's actions, but acknowledged the need for federal government support to change the processes behind equalization payments. The two NSCF members then responded to council. Green said the HRM is not contributing to building the transfer fund from the federal government and says the CBRM needs to do more.
It's disgusting to know that we're still getting a pittance of $15 million when the province is getting an extra $500 million on top of the billions they already get. They don't get it in Halifax. They have a strong fiscal capacity in that city. They don't generate any equalization. It's rural Nova Scotia and the CBRM that generates the entire transfer. So when I say there's inaction, I don't mean that you're not doing anything about it. But what follow-up have you done?
He said council has not followed up on questions sent to the province about equalization. After the discussion, Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell made a motion to engage in discussion with the provincial and federal governments about equalization. The motion was carried. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark spoke after the presentation about what the CBRM will do going forward.
Analyzing the council discussion and looking at, through the clerk, writing correspondence to the province, asking for the follow-up to the request in terms of provincial but also federal constitutional interpretation of transfers that would affect municipalities.
However, Clark does not expect much to come from the process, but will look at other ways to approach the concerns around equalization. The presentation was made as the CBRM was holding budget discussions. They just approved their operating and capital budgets for 2025-2026 with no increase in tax rates, while the low-income property tax rebate threshold was increased to $40,800. Meanwhile, the municipality will maintain a 5.5% increase in expenditures and revenue. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.